first lesson for today comes to us from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.' And he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him." And he answers from within, "Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything." I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The second lesson for today is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 8. "But we appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to respect those who labor among you and have charge of you in the Lord and admonish you. Esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace amongst yourselves. And we urge you, beloved, to admonish the idlers, encourage the faint-hearters, help the weak, be patient with all of them. See that none of you repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I think that mowing the lawn is equal parts science and art. Of course, you've got to get the blade set at just the right height. You have to decide whether to mulch or to bag, and there's the choice of weed killer. But there's also the artistry involved in mowing the lawn. You have to decide, are you going to go horizontally or vertically? Or some will go cross-hatched, trying to get their lawn to look like, I don't know, the outfield of Miller Park. And people take a lot of pride in how their lawn looks. So a couple weeks ago, I saw my husband out mowing the backyard. But he wasn't doing what he normally does. He was going in like swoops and waves, and some places he would go over a spot twice and he'd miss other patches altogether. My initial thought was he's trying to write a word in cursive in the backyard. When he finally came in, I asked him, "What were you doing?" And he said, "I was mowing the lawn." I said, "But why were you mowing it that way?" "Oh," he replied matter-of-factly, "I was trying to hit all the dandelions." Now, I share this story because I think our readings today from Scripture actually tie into a message of hitting the dandelions. We are taught as the church about the importance of prayer. Prayer is key to our relationship with God. And although it certainly didn't originate with Jesus. I mean, the Israelites were praying to Yahweh from the ancient days. But we learned a lot about prayer from Jesus. He modeled how we should pray. Sometimes he would go off to a quiet place by himself to pray. And other times he was in the temple praying corporately with others. He would pray when he broke bread with the disciples. And he taught them the Lord's Prayer, as we have come to know it, which is a very special prayer. The Lord's Prayer is unique in the sense that it covers all the types of prayer. There are prayers of petition. So, in other words, prayers for our immediate needs. Give us this day our daily bread. There are prayers of confession. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Prayer of intercession is also in the Lord's Prayer. This is a prayer for God to intervene in a situation. So we pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And there's a prayer of thanksgiving and adoration. Hallowed be thy name. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So the Lord's Prayer really covers all the bases of types of prayer. So as Christians, then, we know that prayer is important. But I have come to wonder sometimes if we are just hitting the dandelions with our prayers. Often I hear of situations in which prayer is needed. It might be an illness or someone facing surgery, maybe a death in the family. And I put it on my mental list. Some of you all will actually write it down, or you have a prayer circle or a prayer chain. And then when we have the chance, we will pray through those prayer concerns. And I know I do that, and I try to remember all of the specific prayer requests that I've heard. In essence, I try to hit all the dandelions, even if it means that my prayer becomes inartful and it leaves big swaths of my life untended. And I don't want you to get me wrong. I think those kinds of prayers are necessary. We need prayers for healing or for helping someone to find meaningful work or prayers to recover from a fire or other natural disaster. Those things are immediate, and they're on our hearts and our minds, and we need to bring them to Jesus. From the Lord's Prayer, we know that those are our daily bread kinds of prayers. But as often happens when we've been fed, tomorrow we're hungry again. Like dandelions, we can hit each one of them, and next week we're going to have a whole new batch of them. And so while I don't want us to stop those kinds of prayers, I do urge us today to think about taking a long view about what we seek from God. So, for example, what are your prayers for this country? Not just for the next news cycle or even the next election, but treat this country as a toddler or a young child. What would you wish for its distant future? What vision would you have God unveil for our country long term? It's good to test that vision. You know, we need to check it, make sure that it aligns with Jesus' commandments that we love one another. But assuming it's consistent, then we need to pray and keep praying for that long-term vision and pray for clarity about our role in making that vision happen. Pray for encouragement for those who are already engaged in that work. Pray for the resources to make that vision possible. We need to take the long view. Are we praying for that? Are we praying without ceasing? Because if we only hit the dandelions, the immediate concerns, then we find ourselves with a checklist of things for God to do or for God to give us. And God answers prayers. There's no doubt about that. We hear today, ask and you shall receive. But we can't just pray for our country or our church or for broken families and as if we could sort of check that off and just move on. Those aren't daily bread kinds of prayers. Those are, thy kingdom come, thy will be done kinds of prayers. It's a prayer that says, God, this issue is too big for me. My vision is too short-sighted to see what needs to happen in this situation. And so it's a prayer that asks God to come and transform it and make it into what God desires, not just what we have in mind. Now, we trust that God's kingdom and God's will are good. We hear today that if we, who are evil, can give an egg or a fish rather than a scorpion or a snake, then we can trust that God, who loves us even more deeply, will give us what is good and what give us a future with hope. But it might not be the future that we are imagining, and it might not happen right away, at least not at our command. Sometimes the answer to our prayers, especially those that require a long view, sometimes the answer to that prayer is wait. Wait, because what I'm doing, God explains, is not daily bread. It's so much bigger than you can even imagine. In 2009, I think it was, I began feeling a call to ministry of a sort. I was an attorney practicing law, and yet I kind of felt like God wanted me to do something different. And I was active in my church, and I even did a little bit of pro bono work for the Denver Presbytery, which is where I was. But I started, you know, kind of feeling this urge. And so I looked into, well, what was out there for a lawyer? What could a lawyer do? And as I felt more and more that sense of call, I had an increasing sense of frustration because I couldn't find anything. And there were a couple of jobs I applied for that I was wholly unqualified to get, and I didn't. And I finally remember at some point saying to God, if there is nothing out there for me, will you just take this feeling away and make me a happy lawyer? It wasn't long after that I received an email from a former client. I had done some work for her years before, and then we'd kind of lost touch, hadn't really heard from her. And she sent an email writing, I don't know if this is still a correct email address for you, but she said, God asked me to reach out to you and tell you to wait and to have patience. And she said, I don't know what's going on in your life, but I'm going to pray for you and that you will have patience to see it through. I had basically been pushing my lawnmower here and there, trying to chase after dandelions, and God finally had to use someone else to send me an email to say, just wait. you know, pray the prayer of thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and give it all into God's hands. In April of 2013, so about 4 years after I began, you know, feeling this call, I began working for Presbyterian World Mission, doing the type of work that I had been asking about, crying for since 2009. And of course, once God gets you unsettled and responsive, God doesn't stop. And so that position led to another with Presbyterian World Mission, and then yet another here with the Presbytery of Milwaukee. If you are feeling that God hasn't answered your prayers, you might consider whether it's because you are chasing dandelions, praying about daily bread. Perhaps it's time to take the long view and pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, whatever it is. Pray that without ceasing and wait. What God might be preparing for you could be so much more than you can even imagine. Let's pray. God, give us patience to let your will unfold. Prepare us to be unsettled and responsive, that we might have a role in your kingdom work. Amen.